I think that, so this gets to the point of, is there a green premium? And I think in certain markets, maybe yes. In other markets, maybe no, or it's not clear. I think when it comes to fuel, there's a lot of pain at the pump, and the competition is almost all about price. I do see, as a consumer, different quality statements, you know, different additives or different types of statements and marketing promotions that the oil companies, the oil majors do. But I still think at the end of the day, people care about cents per mile driven. And so I think it's going to be difficult for companies that are producing feedstocks or fuels to depend on a premium. I do think in the meantime, though, in the United States, we have the ability to essentially get a premium through the $1 per gallon tax credit. And that will allow companies that may not be economic to be economic with that extra value that the government allows, so that can be shared with the different members of the supply chain. I just think that it's going to be very difficult to see consumers paying more for being green. You know, you can be green, but it can't cost you any more green, any more money. Otherwise, I think you have a very difficult proposition. I'm not saying never, but I think it's risky to depend on that.